Next patient, please. A credit to his taste, Dr. Spew surveyed the line of dying patients that wrapped around the building. He fixed another gin and paregoric and unzipped his pants. His penis was black and withered. He scraped a long black scab off the head and chewed upon it absently. Patient number one slinks in, a grossly fat woman with yellow blisters on her long dangling breasts. He shoots her up with caffeine and rushes her off. As soon as she closes the door, he pukes weakly into the bedpan and swallows a generous swig of cough syrup. His balding head, with its icky black long hair, is sweating sickly. A lady leads in a blind boy. An accident 2 weeks ago. Dr. Spew stares into empty eye sockets. Drop your pants. The boy's naked butt lips accept the caffeine suppository and he rushes them off. As soon as the door is shut, he whips out his scab dick and uses spittle as a lubricant. He starts awake to view his patient, but the young boy is dead. There's Jimson weed flicked, foam going down his chin, still glistening in the dim light. Dr. Spew picks out the Jimson flecks with delicate tweezers. He smokes them in a hand-rolled cigarette with tobacco remnants from the ashtray. Next